Hi there again. This is Mizar responding to the Is Religion Dying thread / podcast. You know, it's kind of funny. I just got off uploading my podcast, and here we go. We have Mr. Whoopi, who also responded and pretty much said a couple of the things that I said. And I think this is great. This really is a great discussion we're having right now. I mean, we have, like I said in my first podcast, we have three people here who I believe are on opposite ends of the spectrum. We have Mr. Whoopi on one far end, we have Benevolent Heretic in the middle, and we have me on the other far end. And we're getting along so well. I mean, here we are. I started this thing of, I'm sorry for offending someone if I did. And, you know, now it's just become a return of gratitude between all of us saying, oh, I'm sorry if I offended you in any way. Don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. It's a great thing. I mean, it's making me, like, laugh inside. And it's putting this big smirk on my face. I mean, as I said in my last thread, in my last response, you know, the correct answer is the one you choose to accept. And that's basically what Mr. Whoopi was saying in his response that he just put up. And we're understanding this fact. We're understanding that what's right for me may not work for you, and what's right for you may not work for me. And we're getting along very well in sharing our beliefs. This is what an argument should be, in my opinion. We should be sitting down and saying, well, I think this, and you think that. And there shouldn't be a throwing of words and fighting. It should just be a place where you put down your ideals and you have someone question them and you respond to their questioning and you think about, is this right, is this wrong? And that's how you develop your ideals and your philosophies on life. Well, now, on to the religion. Mr. Whoopi brings up a very important point that I hinted on in my first podcast in this thread. He said he was talking about love, and I believe that, like Mr. Whoopi, that love is the most powerful force that we have on this planet. It is the thing that we have that can move mountains. And this is the one thing that has gotten me incredibly ticked off. Last year, we were in a social justice class in theology, and we were talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and I got in a heated argument with my teacher over the whole deal with the fear of the Lord. I can't accept it that the loving, all-caring, all-forgiving God is going to want you to fear Him. And after explanation and after a little bit of research, I did find out that it was changed and that it is in the process of being changed back. It was initially love and awe of the Lord, and now it's been changed back, and now it's been changed to fear the Lord, and now it's changed back into, it's starting to be changed back into awe and love of the Lord. Now, I didn't understand this concept of fear of the Lord. Because I think that the reason you should have to avoid sin is out of love. And like I used the example with your wife and your girlfriend, I think I did. But, like, if you do not want to do anything wrong to inhibit the relationship with your wife or your girlfriend because you love them. It should be the same way with God. You should be like, oh, Lord, I don't want to do anything wrong. I mean, because I just love you so much. I don't want to ruin our relationship. It shouldn't be, Lord, please, please don't cast me into hell. I fear for my soul. That's a more selfish issue. If we go into Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus throws out the Beatitudes, it's explaining all of this, in my opinion. It's explaining, you know, blessed are the meek and humble. You know, we should be, Lord, I love you, and I don't want to do anything against you. And this is what religion should be. But it's such a hard concept to understand and to grasp, because how do you love something that you don't know is there? I mean, everyone questions. I mean, when I was a little younger, there was a time when I deluged myself into Satanism. But when I came out of it, my faith was stronger than ever, and it was what started me on the path to deciding maybe I want to join the religious life, be a priest or a brother. I mean, it just goes to show you that really strange things happen, and, I mean, you just have to basically understand the concept of, oh man, I love the Lord, and I don't want to do anything wrong. And there's just this fear. The fear, it just annoys me, because you shouldn't be afraid. You should understand, and you should know, and you should love. But it's such a hard concept to understand that to love unconditionally, as Mr. Whoopi had put it, something you just don't know is there. You just don't understand it. And I keep on saying that the problem with religion is that we don't understand. And It's like I was saying in my last podcast about belief systems. The way you develop your beliefs is to let them to just grow from personal experience. In the book I read this summer, The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde, the main character, well, one of our main characters, I believe it is Basil, I'm not sure of the name. No, it's Lord Henry, sorry. He says in the second chapter that to give someone moral advice is in itself an immoral action because they do not understand what it's about. And I think that's perfectly summed up, that our philosophies on life, religion, everything, you need to understand it and you need to make it your own from personal experience. You can't learn it. And that's what I'm saying this whole time. And it's wonderful, I'm going back to the beginning, that we understand this concept and that we're not getting angry at each other and we're having a very decent, civilized conversation. This is a great thing we have going, guys. Please, let it continue. And let's continue responding to each other. Thanks. It's Mizar out.